The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Well, last Sunday's picnic was wonderful. It was hot, but people reminded me that heat is better than rain. Father Paul and Frank Plute made their annual grandfather run down the water slide. The heat didn't seem to slow the kids down. They had their usual amount of energy. And our youth did a really good job keeping up with the demand for snow cones. It takes a lot of planning and many hands on deck to make this picnic happen every year. And I want to thank everyone who helped. It was a day of triple celebration. First, we celebrated Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit in us and among us. We celebrated each other. We wore red, we ate barbecue, and enjoyed Christian fellowship. And any time we can do that is precious time. And we celebrated Father Paul and Sherry and the family. The bishop expressed his gratitude for Paul's 18 years of ordained ministry in the Diocese of Texas, and we expressed our love for the 8 years that he dedicated to us. He shared his many gifts openly and broadly, and the church and the school are stronger for it, and as a people, we are better for it, and we shall miss him. Today in the bulletin, we substituted the word sermon with the word homily, and there's a reason for that. My definition of homily is that it's much shorter than a sermon. And that gives me permission to be brief. Today is Trinity Sunday, a very important Sunday in our cycle of worship. Normally, you would hear our clergy speak eloquently about the wonder and the mystery of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But I think it's best for all of us if I don't try to do that. And so I have a story that I'd like to share with you this morning. This past year, I had the privilege of working on a capital campaign for a Presbyterian church in South Carolina. This was an old, well-established church. They had a large campus. They had a beautiful bell tower that rose high above everything. And they would light it at night as a beacon to the community. But over the years, the church members had not been good stewards of their space. When things became damaged or broken, they would patch it, but not fix it. Our junior wardens would never let that happen. As a result, they had serious repairs that needed to be addressed. They have a cemetery on the property, sacred ground, that needed attention. And they needed to make some changes to their worship space. So after a period of discernment, they decided they needed to raise $800,000. In the early stages of a capital campaign, we like to spend some time getting to know the clergy. In this case, the Reverend Dr. Jerry Perkins. Jerry, she, shared her history of ministry. She had been a pastor for many years, and this would be her last church. She shared the history of the community. Closed businesses, lost jobs, a shrinking economy, and the impact that had on the church. But when she talked about her flock, the good folks at First Presbyterian, she truly believed each and every day they live into the abundance that God provides. She was confident that they could raise $800,000. So you may be wondering, why is she talking about stewardship? Bear with me. You can imagine that a campaign of this magnitude takes place over several weeks, from the first Sunday, kickoff Sunday, when they launch the campaign, to the final Sunday, commitment Sunday, when they bring their pledge to the altar. And you build energy and momentum. There are many different elements in the campaign that all tell the same story, from the Sunday sermons, celebration of the church's ministries, kind of like we do on Rally Day, even the lessons taught in Sunday school. And there are frequent communications, letters and newsletters, so that everyone is touched. The pastor's role, Jerry's role, is to provide the scriptural context for why we give and to be inspirational. And she wrote a wonderful piece that stayed with me. When I meditated on the word guidance, I kept seeing dance at the end of the word. I remember reading that doing God's will is a lot like dancing. When two people try to lead, nothing feels right. The movement doesn't flow with the music, and everything is quite uncomfortable. When one person realizes that and lets the other lead, both bodies begin to flow with the music. One gives cues, perhaps with a nudge to the back, or by pressing lightly in one direction or another. It's as if two become one, moving beautifully. The dance takes surrender, willingness, and attentiveness from one person, and gentle guidance from the other. My eyes drew back to the word guidance. When I saw G, I thought of God, followed by you and I. G, you, I. God, you, and I dance. My prayer for us in the weeks and months ahead is that we dance together to the music that is uniquely Calvary, that we surrender to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and that our hearts and minds remain open to the amazing possibilities that lie ahead for us. We now are entering into a period of change, our time of discernment for a new rector. There will be tension between how slowly and how quickly things get done. There is no rush. It is better that we be right than we be fast. It will take time for us all to become of one mind, to follow each step that the diocese would have us take, and to do it thoughtfully and prayerfully. The process has started, and you will hear more details next Sunday. Let us be of good heart and strong spirit as we do the work that we are set about to do. I'll close with Ephesians 4. And Paul saying, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, urge you, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.